Alma chapter 27. When the Nephites beat the Lamanites over and over, then this really makes the Amalekites angry. So they decide to take it out upon the anti-Nephi Lehis. And they do it in great cowardice, because they know they won't bring up any arms. So they claim all their victory, and they go in there, and they slaughter off many of the anti-Nephi Lehis. And so the so then when Ammon sees this, he says, he goes to the new king and says, "We really need to we need to go down to the Nephites and seek refuge amongst them." Well, the leader looks at it and says, says according to his reason, that his reasoning, that obviously the Nephites aren't going to accept him after everything that that has went on. They obviously hate the Lamanites, and they'll just do the same thing to him. And that was really reasonable. Again, we're talking about man's reason. But Ammon says, no, let's ask the Lord. And the king agrees with that. You notice that in their minds, let's get what the Lord wants, and let's forget about reason. Let's go to the Lord and ask him what he wants. And they go to the Lord, and the Lord says that would be good. And the king then says that, well, we'll be the slaves of the Nephites. And Ammon says, no, they're not allowed to have slaves in that country. And so, therefore, nonetheless, no matter what's going to happen, that's what the Lord said. So they gather everything up, and they go off into the wilderness. And they travel to Zarahemla, and when they're close to Zarahemla, then Ammon and his brethren says, we'll go down and check with the Lord, with the Nephites, and see what they want to do with us, and if they'll accept us. And on the way, that's when they meet Alma. And this is exactly where we were at when we diverted on this story, and all the other stories now converge to that time, and we're now moving back to chronologically through the Book of Mormon. And they're overfilled with joy, it says, and even Ammon drops to the ground, and they talk about this exceeding joy. And it says, only certain people can have this joy, and explains in verse 18 who they are to receive this great joy. And it says, those that are truly penitent, those that are truly penitent and humble seekers of happiness. Again, we're talking where we had this description amongst the anti-Nephi Lehites, because they were willing for happiness and the joy of the kingdom of God. They would give up everything. They would humble themselves before the sword and be killed. And we begin to, they've been a great example and given us a really strong feeling. So that's how we have to feel. And if we don't feel that way, we cannot experience the great joy. And what it means is that our desire for happiness and desire to repent will obviously allow us to receive all manner of affliction that can be poured out by man. So that's an important thing, and then we need to ask ourselves, is that the state that we're at, or is that the state that we're trying to get to? Well, then they go down into the land, and they ask the chief judge what to do, what if they can receive them, and the chief judge says he'll ask the people. So this is done by the voice of the people. And the people come back and says, yes, they'll give them the land of Jershon, and they will protect them there. Now, there's some important things here. Notice that they are given their own land under their own control. They don't have to buy it. They don't have to do anything. They're given that land because, again, they recognize the land really belonged to the Lord. So they're given an inheritance, a place they can exist, and they are made a free people. And so they're free to continue on their own government. The only thing that they have to do is that they do have to give some substance and some food to support the armies that are going to protect them. And from that time on, they are known as the people of Ammon. Well, it says that they become the most righteous in the land. And it explains how they are the most righteous in the land. And the key feature of this righteousness is that they have faith in the Lord. And that is the key strength of it. Faith, a literal, and as we said before, an exercising the faith. It was a faith in their daily lives. It truly was exercised, meaning that the Lord created the experiences, that they had to exercise it, and they had to believe in the Lord as their protector, and that He would take care of them. Again, they were always exercising it because they believed their very existence only depended on the Lord's protection, because they would not pick up a sword. And see, this, they were constantly, at all times, and in other things, I mean, that's only the big example, they were exercising a real faith in the Lord for their very existence. And a great sign of this is that they would rather die cruelly than to kill their brother even in war, meaning that they believed that the Lord, again, was their protector. And if we truly had complete faith in the Lord, we would never have to lift a sword. We'd never have to go to battle. He would always protect us. The reason that people go to battle again is because they have turned from the Lord, and through this great affliction of war, then he can root out some of the wicked, and he can turn some of the righteous to him, meaning to turn them back to him when they have this great affliction of war put upon them. And again, let us review what is going on here so that we understand clearly, because again, people who read this story think, oh, how wonderful the Nephites were for protecting the people of Ammon, and that they were, and they begin, no matter what, in our hearts, in our minds, we begin to think that it's really the more righteous people are the Nephites, and then that's not the truth. The fact is that in review we see that the Lord is protecting the people of Ammon. They are the ones that have the faith in the Lord, and so they get protected through the Nephites. And what do the Nephites get out of this? Because, again, there is a thing called the laws of justice in heaven, and these laws must be balanced. By the people of Ammon being there, it gave the Lord justification to give greater strength to protecting and preserving the Nephites. And anybody who, and they were a righteous people to a degree, they did believe in the Lord and what was delivered by His prophets to them. And what was delivered was clearly to let them know that this was a blessing to them, and the Lord would strengthen them because of the people of Ammon. And so it was a good thing to them. And not only that, we also see that because of their righteousness, they were able to be a good example to the other people in the land, which brought up their righteousness, which further gave them justification and the protection of the Lord. So in fact, they were a benefit, not a hindrance, to the Nephites.